Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Ngiyakubingelela mlaleli egameni lenkosi yethu Jesu Christ wase Nazareth awubingelelwa yimusizi wakwaZuma lapho sikhuluma ngengqikithi yokukholwa kuulwesine omuhle ekuseni lapho sithi heart and soul. Siyaqhubeka ke namhlanje sikhuluma ngeyiphiwo sikhuluma ngezithelo zikamoya, the fruit of the spirit. Last week isesa siyagxila kancane sikhuluma ngothando ukuthi uthando luyini, and we also established ukuthi the fruit of the spirit is love, and love is expressed in different forms. Or love, this fruit of the spirit which is love, is like a diamond. It has got many facets kuyo phakathi, and it expresses itself in the other eight fruit of the spirit, meaning ukuthi the actual fruit of the spirit is love. And then bese lithi zikaNkulunkulu, joy, peace, bese liyazibala kanjalo. Joy is a facet of love. So namhlanje I want us to talk about joy, ukuthi le joy iyini na, intokozo. Now you need to understand ukuthi happiness depends on what is happening empilweni yakho. Ihappiness incike ekutheni kwenzakalani in your life. Uma ngabe izinto zihamba kahle, then automatically you'll be happy because izinto zihamba kahle. Uma izinto zingasahambi kahle empilweni yakho, then the natural thing is for you to feel a certain way. Mhlambe kwesikhathi you're gonna feel depressed, or you're gonna feel, you know, ngalendlela according to what you are going through. But the fruit of the spirit is joy. Now joy does not depend on what is happening empilweni yakho, but joy comes izinto zilogo zikhona empilweni yakho kuloko kuhle kukubi. Sizobona as we delve into this fruit sibheke ukuthi kahle kahle iyini ijoy na. Now we need to look at the source of joy. Ukuthi, where does this joy come from? Let's read the book of Nehemiah, chapter 12, verse 43. Iti, that day they offered great sacrifices and rejoiced, for God had made them rejoice with great joy. The wives also and their children rejoice, so that the joy of Jerusalem was heard even afar off. Now, lithi zikaNkulunkulu lana in the book of Nehemiah, we know ukuthi Nehemiah is the book la ikhuluma about the rebuilding of the wall and the gates of Jerusalem. Now, lithi zikaNkulunkulu lana, they sacrifices unto the Lord, bambonga uNkulunkulu because of the victory abanikeze yona, and they rejoiced. But lithi zikaNkulunkulu, for God had made them rejoice with great joy. So the source of joy is God himself. uNkulunkulu uyo kunikezayo intokozo. Now let's read Psalm chapter 43 verse 4. Iti, then I will go unto the altar of God, unto God, my exceeding joy. Yea, upon the harp I will praise thee, O God, my God. So the living God is the source of our joy. Joy springs from the Lord God himself. So in other words, joy is not something that comes naturally, but it is something that we get from the Lord. Sesengabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, we know ukuthi sihlale sibhekane nezimo eziningi empilweni zethu, and you know, especially mangabe you are anointed, sengikhuluma neyinceku, when you are anointed of God, you know ukuthi when you wake up in the morning, the devil is already waiting for you. Ama trials and tribulations akulindile empilweni yakho ukuthi namhlanje this is what you are going through. That's why we pray each and every day for God to give us the grace. But now I want you to know ukuthi, you know, in order for you to wake up and to be able to cope, you need to have joy. uNkulunkulu, he is the God who gives us the joy, because this is uNkulunkulu. The joy of the Lord is our strength. What is joy? Joy is a lively emotion of gladness and delight, or that which causes gladness, or the manifestation of gladness. So happiness can come from joy, but joy cannot come from happiness. Njengoba sibhekile ukuthi, what is the difference between the two? So happiness does not come from joy. I mean, happiness can come from joy, but joy does not come from happiness. So in other words, joy does not depend ukuthi undlula kuphi empilweni yakho, but joy just comes. uNkulunkulu, he is the source of our joy. He is the God who causes us to rejoice. And when we receive this fruit of the spirit, which is joy, empilweni yakho yokholwa uhamba phezu kwezimo sekungathi azikho kanti zikhona, because you are rejoicing ngaso sonke isikhathi. Now I want us to look at where we can actually find this joy or things that cultivate joy influence it. Number one, it is the presence of God. Let's read the book of Psalms chapter 16 verse 11. It is, you will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Meaning that if you invest in spending time with God, if you invest in separating yourself and just being in that atmosphere where you are in the presence of the Lord, then you will experience the fullness of joy. Yebo, uza in the presence of God, ungalendlela ongayo. Abanye abantu, they don't want to pray whenever they are going through things. They don't want to go to God. Uthi ofuna ukuthi izinto ziguquke kuqala. But we go to God as we are, because Tina, we are no longer servants, but we are His sons and His daughters. We are His children. You just become naked. You become open and transparent before the Lord. Noma ngabe undlula kwesinjani isimo, and you allow God to be your joy. So the presence of the Lord, number one, is the source of joy, or it's something that cultivates joy empilweni yakho. Number two, the Holy Spirit Himself, spending time with the Holy Spirit. Now, bazalwane, there is a difference between separating your time or yourself for prayer and dedicating, you know, your morning ukuthi uyakhuleka ungene ebukhoneni buka Jehovah, and, you know, being in the presence of the Holy Spirit. Because being in the presence of the Holy Spirit is something yenzakala throughout the day. Umoya ongcwele uhlala phakathi kithi, sihlale sinaye ngaso sonke isikhathi. That's why, you know, whenever we teach about the Holy Spirit, singathi, that's why sinifundisa ukuthi ningathi I Holy Spirit, because He is not a thing, but He is a person. Ungumuntu umoya ongcwele. You know, He is a being. He's not a human being, but He is a being. He is a person. Umoya ongcwele. So, you know, as you talk to the Holy Spirit throughout the day, and you open up and be in His presence, whether you are driving or whatever, you know, the Holy Spirit brings joy empilweni yakho. Umoya ongcwele, He's able ukuthi asuse all these burdens ezikuhluphayo ukuthi zingasayihlukumezi impilo yakho, ukuthi zingaqedi ngawe. But bese sekakunikeza that joy ngaleso sikhathi leso. Let's read the book of Acts chapter 13 verse 52. It is, the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. So these things are happening simultaneously. When you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you are automatically filled with joy, with the joy of the Lord. And then let's read the book of Psalms chapter 46 verse 4. It is, there is a river, the streams thereof shall make glad the city of God. So now, Jesus Christ, whoever receives the Spirit, out of Him shall flow rivers of living water. So now, here, this is Psalm 46 verse 4. There is a river. It's speaking also about this river that is inside of you when you receive the Holy Spirit. And the streams thereof shall make glad the city of God. So this river, when you receive the Holy Spirit, now, iyakusiza empilweni yakho ukuthi, you know, rejoice, you know, in your life. I know, Guti, right now, because of what we are going through in our country, you know, because of Masipega, siyabona ukuthi kube neyikhukhula in KZN, siyabona ukuthi, you know, there is load shedding, kwenzakala zonke izinto, imisebenzi yaphela, kuningi okwenzakala empilweni zethu njengabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, and it's very, very discouraging, and it's very depressing. But in the midst of that depression, in the midst of that discouragement, I want to encourage you and tell you ukuthi uNkulunkulu uprovide ikhambi elokuthi ungahlali lapho kuleso simo sakho. Isimo sakho singagwinyi, you know, you can rejoice in your situation. You know, uNkulunkulu has provided a remedy so that ukuthi izimo zingaqedi ukuphila kwakho. Ngizogcina la namhlanje mlaleli. Next week siyaqhubeka about the things that cultivate joy eimpilweni zethu. uNkulunkulu akubusise. Ngiyakuthanda kakhulu, and I pray that the Lord fill you up with His joy as you are listening to this. Amen.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.